Live by the cold, die by the cold, never been a hoe, bury me before I sell myself. AK with the stock, 30 on the clock, kill a lot of ops, ride on the cop. AK with the stock, 30 on the clock, kill a lot of ops, ride on the cops.
I was young, black and ashy, 42 khakis, red rag in my pocket, throwing up blood.
Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez NBA Sports Talk Show on the Dumpster Juice Radio Podcast. Thanksgiving. Man, had three games, pretty competitive games all day that day on Thanksgiving. Nobody still wants to see the Detroit Lions every single Thanksgiving. I have no clue why they play every single Thanksgiving. That's the most boring team you could possibly have on TV. But the Chicago Bears put up a fight. Finally, Trubisky throws a few touchdowns. And the Bears survived. They beat the Lions 24-20. Lions were playing with a backup quarterback, and the Bears still managed to only beat them by 4 points. Buffalo Bills, pretty daggum impressive. That defense is stout. The run defense isn't all that great, and for some reason, the Dallas Cowboys decided not to run the ball extensively against them. Dak did what Dak does. He wasn't a world beater, but he didn't lose the game for him. The Buffalo Bills just manhandled the Cowboys. Simple. They just showed that they're a better team. They just showed that they wanted it more, and they beat the Cowboys. Cowboy fans, you're more concerned with what the owner's going to say, what's going to happen with the coach. You're not even concerned with the product that's being played on the field. So I'm not sure as to how you fix the issue in Dallas, because if you change the coach, you still have the owner that's trying to control the coach. So I think Jerry Jones just needs to go ahead and put a sweatshirt on like Bill Belichick and go on the sideline and coach the team, be the GM, be the owner, also do sponsorship and do commercials at the same time. Because Jerry Jones is in the way. I just don't see this organization ever being able to do anything again if Jerry Jones stays in the way. Yeah, it worked the first time around when he had, Emmett and Troy and Michael Irvin and some of those awesome standouts on defense. Yeah, they won three championships, but that's over, man. The times have changed. People have caught up. It's over with. Jerry, you got to get out of the way. Either be the owner, either be the GM, or either be the coach. But don't try to be all three at the same exact time. New Orleans Saints, you guys just keep winning. So people can talk about, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look fancy. Drew Brees is declining, all that stuff. And all those things may be very true, but you guys keep winning. So you keep staying in the conversation. Give yourself a pat on the back. You survive. You beat the Atlanta Falcons. Even though you survived three onside kicks, I have no clue what you guys are doing. What are you practicing? Sean Payton, come on, man. Three of them? Seriously? And the Falcons had an opportunity to win the game as bad as the Falcons played? I mean, the Falcons played terrible and had an opportunity to tie the ball game up at the end. So, Saints fans, I mean, I wouldn't be too confident with my team going into the December stretch. Looking forward to moving into the playoffs. You guys will play a playoff game. More than likely play a playoff game at home. I don't think you guys have any chance next week against the 49ers, but you did survive this week against the Falcons, and the Falcons, man, I don't know what you're going to do. You're married to Matt Ryan. You gave him over $100 million. You gave Julio Jones the money. You need a lot of pieces. You need a coach. I just don't know what to do. I mean, I honestly don't. You guys should not be in the predicament that you're in. You really shouldn't be. Moving right along to college football, man, the Iron Bowl gave me life. The Iron Bowl gave me everything I wanted in a sports contest on Saturday afternoon. The Iron Bowl, wow, should have been a late game, but it wasn't. The Iron Bowl just gave me everything I needed. I mean, it should have been one of those games that kicked off at 9 p.m. since they want to put all those West Coast games late. It should have been one of those late games because you couldn't get any more than the Iron Bowl. Like, I wasn't thinking about food. I wasn't thinking about what I was going to do later in the day. I wasn't thinking about Cyber Monday. I wasn't thinking about anything. That Iron Bowl gave me life, man. That was a great game. Alabama, wow. Hats off to you guys because you played with Mac Jones. And I kept calling the guy Matt Jones during the broadcast. I don't know what was wrong with me with that. I just don't know the guy. Mac Jones might have played himself into the NFL draft, believe it or not. Yeah, he threw two pick sixes. He made a couple questionable mistakes, but he played well enough, and he showed me that he can play football. He can move an offense. He's just been buried on that depth chart over at Alabama. He was behind Jalen Hurts. He's behind Tua. I mean, same situation. You look at Brian Heron in Georgia, the running back. He's played behind Swift. He's played behind Nick Chubb. He played behind Sonny Michel. I mean, these are top talent first round draft picks this kid's playing behind and he's getting a limited role, but in that limited role, all of America knows his name. Everybody knows who 35 is. Everybody knows when he comes in the game, what he's going to do, what he's capable of, because he's made the most of his opportunities. And that's just facts. Yep, hometown kid, but that's just facts. But anyway, moving right along, Alabama, done. I don't think they would have made any noise if they made the 14 playoff. I think they would have just taken up another spot and just made all those people that are Pac-12 and Big Ten happy people just more amped about the SEC bias. I honestly think the committee is against the SEC, but people in other areas of the country are tired of seeing the SEC win things, win football in particular, football and baseball. So they hate on us, man. And I just love the SEC. I want two teams in. I want Georgia to knock off LSU in the SEC championship. I want them to knock off LSU, not because I think Georgia's a better team than LSU. I want them to knock off LSU because I want two SEC teams in the championship. And I want those two SEC teams to have to meet each other for the national championship, just to show the world that the SEC is where it's at. SEC is where it's at. And if you're an NFL GM, listen, your backup quarterback plan has to be taking quarterbacks from the SEC. Let me say that one more time. Take quarterbacks from the SEC. These kids have played in front of 75,000. These kids have played in the most highly pressure-packed atmospheres you could possibly place a student athlete in. These kids can run an offense. These kids can play football at the highest level in college, which should translate into being able to hold their own in the pros. So if you want a backup quarterback, just draft a kid from the SEC. There's not a kid that plays quarterback in the SEC that shouldn't get a backup role in the National Football League because they've led big teams in big games in big stadiums in big environments. Draft these kids that play quarterback in the SEC. No, they may not be great. No, they may not be able to, you know, run a team for a week or two. But I said that wrong. They can run a team for a week or two. They can band-aid you. They can get you. They can be a bridge loan. They can help you out in a tough situation. Second half, your quarterback goes down, your starter goes down, nobody ready to you can't prepare anyone because you're going into the game with the game plan with the strengths of your starter. Take one of these SEC guys and say, hey, use these athletes around you, move the ball down the field, go get us three, hope for seven. Draft these SEC quarterbacks. That's just my take. B.A.'s not here today. B.A. got a little... He's feeling a little under the weather. He did text me his prediction for the Monday Night Football game. So you guys have to listen to all my rhetoric today. You have to listen to all my strange theories. It's me, and it's me. Well, that wasn't B.A. to text me back. He hasn't hit me back, so that was someone else. Yeah, Auburn put up a good fight. I think Bo Nix is going to be a formidable threat in the next 2 to 3 years. I think, just like his coach said, I think Bo Nix can win him one before he leaves there. I don't think he's a great passer just yet, but I think the kid is a big-time competitor. I think he competes hard. I think he has a good idea, a good understanding of what he's doing out there and what he's trying to do, even though his physical capabilities may not be there with his arm, you know, strength yet, but in his decision-making in the pass game. But the kid competes hard, so I think Bo Nix is going to be a formidable threat at Auburn for the next 2 to 3 years, and I think you may be seeing a changing of the guard with Alabama, because it's just, I mean, everything runs its course, you know. What goes up must come down. And I think the Alabama situation, they are so talented at the receiver position. It's unbelievable. I mean, it is unbelievable. I don't know how you're going to keep all those personalities intact, because they call that the prima donna position. And you've got, man, you've got a squadron of first round picks at receiver for Alabama. Wow, Liverpool, what are you doing? I'm watching soccer highlights here, and on a free kick, I mean, I saw no defense, and I saw a goalie on a ball that wasn't kicked that hard. I'm talking about the amount of hours on that ball. Couldn't have been too much, too crazy. And the goalie didn't even react. Wow, on a free kick, straight up the middle. I mean, I'm talking about unbelievable, man. That burns me up to see that. It's like I always want to be a goalie, but I never was a goalie. But I always want to be a goalie when I'm watching goalies on TV. And I'm just thinking, man, I would stop everything. It would be impossible to score on me. but it looks easy from the sideline. Just like Monday morning quarterbacking, it looks pretty easy to play quarterback in the NFL from the sideline. We all know that to be not true. My Tennessee Titans. Wow. Big time win, Tennessee Titans. I mean, big time win. I was dogging them out halfway through the game, leading up to halftime. I was just basically saying, I think I made a post saying that we can't beat the Colts no matter who's under center. We just can't beat them. They're better than us. They do something to us. We're scared of them. They're our big brothers. I don't know what it is. It's the kid down the street with the BB gun before we had a BB gun. The Colts just, I mean, like Beyonce said, girls rule the world. The Colts rule the tight world, man. Just, I don't know what it is. We just can't do nothing with them. Peyton, man, I still hate that dude, man. Still hate it, man. Golly. Then came along Andrew Luck, and now Jacoby. But some kind of way, we wheeled our way into blocking two field goals yesterday. Blocking two kicks yesterday won the game. And people can say, oh, look at the points. Titans scored 31, yada, yada, yada. Man, listen. We trailed the majority of that game. We were lucky. 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 We blocked two kicks. Don't forget about that. We blocked two kicks. That's how we won that football game. We blocked two kicks. But I'm glad we did. And I hate the fact that the Patriots didn't show up last night. Lost to the Texans. Texans dominate the Patriots. The score wasn't even as close as the game was. Well, the score was closer than the game because the game was out of hand. The Texans dominated them. Tom Brady looked like a 42-year-old quarterback last night. But if Tom Brady and the Patriots would have showed up last night, they would have knocked out the Texans, and my Titans would be sitting there smiling with a grin on their face, tied atop the AFC South. But nope. Let the Texans get off the hook. But don't sweat it. Over the course of the next 3-4 weeks here, we got the Texans twice. We will win this division. Haven't said it all year. Nobody's talking about it. Tennessee Titans will win the AFC South. We're not worried about no stinking wild card BA and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to win our division. We're going to beat the Texans. We're going to handle our business. We're going to ride the wave of Tannehill. We're going to the playoffs. Division champs. Chris Martin. You said division championships were important. Guess what? We're going after that AFC South crown. How you like me now? Kumo D style. And the Colts. The Colts played us. They didn't have T.Y. Hilton. They were banged up. They didn't have their tight end, Ebron. They didn't have several of their key contributors offensively. So we got lucky, and I'll take that. But I will admit the fact that I know I didn't beat those guys at full strength because we never beat them at full strength. They own us. They are our fathers. Our father, we join in heaven. We will represent these Colts to the fullest because these Colts own the Titans. That is my prayer. But anyway, they weren't full strength. We took advantage of it. Hey, that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. We play who y'all put in front of us. Simple as that. Carolina Panthers. First of all, Dwayne Haskins played like, man, he played like spam against y'all yesterday. He played like spam. I mean, I won't even give him the credit of saying he played like trash. He's a young kid. He's lost. He's caught up in the limelight. I mean, I was doubting all the stuff that they were saying about this kid, but after watching him play for the last few weeks, hey, I know he can play because I saw him in college play. I saw him beat out these kids in college. I saw Joe Burrow have to go down to LSU because of him. You know, so the kid can play. He just can't. Whatever's going on in his pink matter between the walls of his head right now is just a little janky right now. They got to get that figured out. He's got the talent physically, but mentally he's just not there. So for the Carolina Panthers to go in there and lose to this kid, lose to this team, lose at home after not showing up last week, like what are you doing? Y'all really want to run Cam Newton out of town? Are y'all still saying that? Y'all really don't want Cam now? Kyle Allen is your answer? Go ahead. Send Cam to the Tennessee Titans. Send him to the Los Angeles Chargers. Send him to the Denver Broncos. Go ahead and make that stupid mistake and run Cam Newton out of town. Go ahead and do that. This is what I want. This is my wish for this offseason, that the Carolina Panther fans keep that same energy y'all had a few weeks back when Kyle Allen had won 3 or 4 games and y'all thought y'all were world beaters. Mike Chambers. Y'all go ahead and run Cam on out of town. Let him get scooped up by the Chicago Bears, the Denver Broncos, the LA Chargers, the whoever. Heck, let him go to Washington. I don't know. Just let Cam Newton leave town because you think he got something in Carolina. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. Which makes me think about Kevin Sumlin down at Texas A&M. Do you know he had Kyler Murray and Kyle Allen and Trevor Knight in College Station all at the same time to where Kyle Allen, Kyler Murray, the eventual Heisman Trophy winner and number one overall pick, transferred out, left the program with Oklahoma. Trevor Knight left Oklahoma, came to transferred in, went to Texas A&M, became the starter, ran off Kyle Allen, ran off Kyler Murray, and Kevin Sumlin didn't win? Come on, man. I mean, that's a story that needs to be talked about right there. He had all those kids, all those QBs, all those QB1s at the same time in College Station, and he didn't win. Wow, wow, wow. Man, hate to bash your brother, but, you know, facts are the facts. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jameis Winston did not turn the ball over. That's all you need to know from that game. Jameis Winston didn't turn the ball over. Might as well be Carson Wentz. Nick Foles, who are forever connected by the umbilical cord because of Nick Foles' play that won Philadelphia the Super Bowl in the year that Carson Wentz actually played like a superstar before he got hurt. But anyway, I'm rambling them all over the place. Jameis Winston didn't turn the ball over in that game. Bucks defense got turnovers. Nick Foles was benched. Mississippi JUCO product Minshew was replaced. He replaced Nick Foles, and they said they're going to be going with Minshew going forward down there. So that's all you didn't know from that game. The Buccaneers won again. They put two wins together, and Jameis didn't turn the ball over. I'm thinking at least an extension. At least an extension. If not, let him go, Tampa Bay. We'll take him in Tennessee. Green Bay Packers just maul the Giants. Giants fans, I mean, you're 2-10. The Bengals just won, so you're looking at the number two slot right now. Dolphins are playing good ball. Dolphins are competing. Green Bay Packers, y'all don't beat nobody. Y'all will beat up on a soft team. BA said it best last week. You're supposed to beat the Giants, and you beat the Giants. Aaron Rodgers wasn't a world beater. He had four touchdowns. I mean, it was a cold game. Snow on the ground. Daniel Jones threw for 240 yards, three interceptions. Three interceptions. I said this a few weeks back. I'm going to continue to say it. Eli Manning would have won about three or four of these games, guys. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. Eli Manning would have won about three or four of these games that they've been in, that they've lost. Remember, you beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the last play. Well, the Red Sea parted. Daniel Jones ran the middle. Buccaneers linebackers, everybody turned their back to the quarterback. And he made a good read. He's a good athlete. He ran the ball. He beat the Buccaneers. So that was a lucky win. Eli Manning would have won a couple of these games. Seriously. And so you won two games with Daniel Jones. If you had Eli and say you won another three or four, man, you'd be right there in the hunt pushing them Cowboys. Believe it or not. You'd be right there in the hunt. You would have a chance. That's how sorry that division is. You would have a chance. You honestly would. So Green Bay Packers are going the road. They handle business. Going to MetLife. They beat up on the Giants. Cleveland Browns. Wow. Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl. Yeah, just keep that same energy. Baker Mayfield, world beater, superstar, stud, number one pick, got all the commercials, State Farm, just he's in the stadium. I see him on TV way too much. I'm confused. None of those commercials even make any sense to me. I haven't even taken the chance to watch those commercials with an open mind, open heart, be receptive of what they're trying to accomplish on those commercials. It's like I'm annoyed by those stadium commercials. They're just dumb. They're stupid. I'm tired of seeing Mayfield. He's not playing well. He's on my TV way too much. Keep on believing in Mayfield. Hope the kid turns it around. You don't want to bash the kid. I don't have anything personal against him. I'm just calling him out. I'm just saying that, hey, you know what? You talk all this noise. You run your mouth. Your game doesn't follow. Your game doesn't follow. You're the kid I thought you were. You're just a kid that made a splash. You got pick number one, and that's what it is. You're not going to do anything else. That's my opinion. Sorry, not sorry. Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, coach of the year, period. This guy's winning with a third-string quarterback, man. A third-string quarterback. He's winning. And he's beating a team that you guys had in the Super Bowl. He's coming back, bouncing back after the Myles Garrett incident, Rudolph being smacked in the head. He's bouncing back after all that, brings his team, like B.A. says, the big ketchup bottle, gets his team together, and they win that game. They win that game. They overcame Duck, who, man, Duck don't know what he's doing out there, y'all. Yeah, he got the win, but you can't run him out there again. I mean, running him out there is just, Mason Rudolph looks bad, but golly, Duck, come on, man. Duck's like, I got nothing to lose. He's just throwing the ball up. Washington had a game because Duck threw the ball up to him deep so many times. It was like, hey, you know what? You're going to catch a few of these or get some calls. And he got both. He caught a few, got some calls, dropped a few. But he gave himself an opportunity out there. What Mike Tomlin's doing is unbelievable, man. Like, not only is he on a third-string quarterback. I mean, you lose a Big Ben. You lose a Le'Veon Bell. You lose an A.B., you lose these great, I'm talking all-time great guys offensively, and you're still winning. You're still Bogarting a wild card spot. You got me crying looking at you because you got the lead over my Titans. We got the same record, but you guys percentage-wise are better than us. So what Mike Tomlin's done, and you guys are talking about running him out of town? I mean, we said this before. The Steelers have had three coaches over the last 60 years. And y'all are trying to run this guy out of town. And this guy right here ain't ever had a losing season. Come on, man. 8-8 was the failures for him. And y'all want to run him out of town. Come on, kid. Come on. Come on. Come on. Mike Tomlin, coach of the year, man. And I hate the Steelers. But Mike Tomlin, the job he's doing, y'all better back up off that kid. He about to get one of them 10-year, $100 million deals in Pittsburgh. Believe me. 2 years left on it? Nah, you better go ahead and extend that guy. Because somebody else is going to be in his ear if you don't. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers, it's time. Y'all laughed at me when I said this a few weeks ago. It's time. You got to move on from Phillip Rivers. No, it ain't his fault they losing. It's not his fault that guys are fumbling the ball or not making plays defensively. No, it's just not working. So it's just time to move on. What are you going to do? You're moving into a new stadium. Nobody wants to go see the same show. Phillip hasn't won anything. We don't have any hope of him winning anything. If he had one Super Bowl under his belt, then you would say, dang, we're going to open this building up. Phillip might have that one last win-win for the Gipper run. And he may just, you know, open the building up with a Super Bowl. But no, it ain't happening, man. It's time to move on from Phillip Rivers. It's time to move on. And Locke, the kid out of Missouri, the kid for the Broncos, looked pretty doggone good, man. Pretty good. The rookie quarterback looked pretty good. Yeah, he made some mistakes, but overall, he looked like he had a good grasp of the offense. He had a good grasp of what he was trying to do out there. He understood what he was seeing. He made the proper reads. Some throws were a little bit off, but I was pretty impressed with him yesterday, man. So the Broncos may have something there if they don't have Cam Newton on the center next year. Jets, Bengals. Sam Darnold, Jets, Adam Gase. Y'all have fun now. Y'all have fun. I'm not even going to waste no time, waste no breath even talking about those people, man. Like, they had won a few games the last few weeks, scoring 30-plus points a game. You get beat by Andy the Red Rifle Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals. Embarrassing. Andy Dalton, you did your job. Joe Mixon, you ran the ball. Stats weren't great in that game. Let's see, Sam Darnold was 28 for 48, so he's 50%. 239 yards, sacked four times, no touchdowns, no picks. Le'Veon Bell ran it 10 times for 32 yards. Andy Dalton was 22 for 37, 243 yards, passing touchdown, only got sacked once. Joe Mixon carried it 19 times for 44 yards. Just one of them games you just don't ever want to see on TV. But the Jets, you should have won that game. You didn't. I don't know what's going on with you. I can't trust you. You won't be on my ticket next week, believe me. Going for or against, because I don't know what's going on with you. San Francisco 49ers. I say that now until I look at that ticket. But the 49ers, Ravens. What a great game. Nobody deserved to lose that game, believe it or not. The Baltimore Ravens, Kenny Mack, y'all can celebrate. Y'all are talk of the town. Y'all are the team to beat. Y'all are the Super Bowl favorite right now. San Francisco 49ers, you have nothing to hang your hat on. You played a good game. Weather conditions played a big part in that situation where you couldn't do some of the things that you usually do with your play action passes. You ran the ball well. I would have relied on that down the stretch instead of letting Jimmy G try to throw for it. But, you know, he didn't play great, but he didn't play well. He didn't play bad. He played better than Lamar, believe it or not. So that's saying something. Don't just knock Jimmy G because he did go in there. He didn't really, you know, he didn't lose the game for you. He just didn't win it. But Baltimore, you didn't beat him up. I mean, you just outlasted him, basically. So that's a pretty evenly matched game, and I think these guys could be a great Super Bowl rematch. Honestly, I would like to see them play in a dome environment to where each team is at their strengths. Everybody's healthy. Everybody can do what they do best. Baltimore can run the ball. Lamar Jackson can get loose. Jimmy G can do the play action. San Francisco can run the football. That front seven can get after people. I would like to see that rematch. I honestly do. So as far as the game goes, I don't really have an edge for either one. I think it was an evenly matched game. Nobody deserved to lose. I think they played very well on both sides of the ball. Each quarterback didn't do much to turn the ball over too often. Lamar Jackson did have a fumble. Jimmy G threw the ball away. I think if they played again at full strength with not-so-terrible weather elements, I think this is a 40-plus point-apiece game. Honestly, do. And that's even with the good defenses on both sides of the ball. I just think these guys are explosive. I think what they do better than any other team in the National Football League. And I think these are the two best teams in the National Football League. But with that said, San Francisco, you got to go down to New Orleans and handle business. You got a tough sled. You got to go to Seattle after that. I mean, that tie I was talking about, I wasn't just being a chump. I'm a competitive guy, but I like to win. And a part of that competitive nature says, I want to win, and I want to win in my division. I want to be ahead of the other team, and I don't want to have to fight with them at the end of the year. So now you got to fight with Seattle. Unless Minnesota helps you out tonight. So you want to root for Minnesota if you're a 49ers fan. You want them to knock off Seattle so they can give you a little breathing room. That's what you want to happen. That's what you pray to happen. That's what you better be watching to happen. Baltimore Ravens, keep rolling, man. I'm a fan. I like the Lamar show. Keep rolling, keep rolling, keep rolling. Keep it going. Sounds good to me. Makes good for TV. Everybody wants to doubt and everybody wants to change their whole thing. They have to go out and they have to say, before they give a compliment to Lamar, they have to go and apologize.
I was one of those guys who said that this kid would not be a quarterback, that this style of play would not work in the National Football League. Stop it. Just stay. Stay there. Keep that same energy. Don't apologize so you can jump on the bandwagon. Don't do that. Just be a critic and say it's not going to work. And eat crow every single morning. Don't apologize and then try to jump on the wagon. Don't do that. Just keep the same energy, man. Keep that same energy. Philadelphia Eagle fans, I feel your pain. I'm as confused as you are. I don't know what to do. Do you fire the coach? Do you get rid of Carson Wentz? Do you blow the team up? Do you hold what you got? Do you just say you just jinxed this year? Do you bring back Nick Foles? I don't know. But what I do know is those Miami Dolphins are playing hard for that coach, and the Miami Dolphins will be a formidable foe sooner rather than later. Whether that means they have Tua or Joe Burrow on the center next year, the Miami Dolphins are going to be a problem. Good game, Dolphins. Good game. You came back when you were down. You hawked the Eagles down. Eagles, that's sad for you. Figure it out. LA Rams, I like what the young coach did. I mean, the Rams got mauled, got beat down by Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, and they bounced back and they threw the ball 30 times in the first half. They said, hey, we got to get our quarterback going. We've paid him $110 million. I bashed him last week. Everybody else bashed him. They don't know what's going on with him. They're saying, hey, you know what? The Rams overpaid. It was fool's gold. But guess what? McVay said, hey, you know what? We got to get this guy going because we're married to this guy over the next four seasons. So we got to get him going. Threw the ball 30 times the first half. LA Rams blow out the Cardinals 34-7. The Cardinals, I had actually picked in that game because they had been playing pretty good ball. But the stats just didn't match, man. Kyler Murray was 19-34, 163 yards and a pick. Keenan Drake ran it 13 times for 31 yards. That's pretty much it. Murray scrambled four times, 28 yards. Gurley had a good game, 19 carries, 95 yards. Goff, 32 of 43, 424 yards, two touchdowns. Only got sacked once. They bounced back. And that's what good teams do. I still think they have tough sledding ahead, but they bounced back, took care of business, man. Took care of business. Oakland Raiders, bye-bye. Holla at you. John Gruden, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. What are you doing, man? Sad. Kansas City Chiefs, still Mahomes, the razzle-dazzle, Andy Reid trying to make a highlight play every play. They're not going to beat nobody. They're not going to go nowhere. Ain't no championship coming to Kansas City. Ain't no playoff wins coming to Kansas City. I'm not scared of them. I want them if I'm on the road. I want to go to Arrowhead. I want to play them because all I got to do is stop a few razzle-dazzle plays. They're going to make some plays. Don't get me wrong. They're explosive. Stop a few of these razzle-dazzle plays, and I can play defense on them better because I know the razzle-dazzle is coming. I know they're not trying to get it out quick. I know they're trying to just wait and hit the home run. So I can stop a few of those and just beat them because they got that Swiss cheese defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. Kansas City don't scare nobody. So Oakland, y'all sad. Sad, sad, sad. In New England, you were supposed to beat the Texans, man. But let's get to it, man. Monday Night Football prediction. Minnesota Vikings at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks have been playing great. Vikings have been playing great. You shouldn't give a favorite to any of these teams. They're pretty evenly matched. The advantage to the quarterback goes to Seattle. The advantage to the running back goes to the Vikings. The advantage to the defense goes to, I would actually say, the defensive advantage goes to Minnesota. Clowney, I think he plays tonight, but I think he's a little banged up. So I would give the advantage to Minnesota. The kicking game would go to Seattle. Or Minnesota. I don't know. I have to really look at that again. But the kicking game. Honestly, if you look at it from, I'm not talking about just in years past. I'm talking about this year. So I don't know. So I would say evenly matched on the kicking game. Special teams, you would say evenly matched. But my prediction tonight is I can't go against Russell Wilson. I can't go against him at CenturyLink. It's just, it would be stupid of me to go against him. So I can't go against him, and I can't back Kirk Cousins on the road against a team with a winning record. Can't back him. Not going to back him. My prediction, 27-24 Seahawks in a home win in prime time over the Minnesota Vikings. Skull my butt. Vikings, you're going down tonight. Seattle Seahawks, -3. 27-24 Seahawks.
I'm running like a track meet on my DMX shit till my enemies to get at me. I'm from Compton where the bitches carry ratchets and niggas in wheelchairs ain't never heard of Degrassi. Raw hand, I'm gutter, Dre had the aftermath. Me had a flow and I was a rider, Compton like Tallahassee. First album classic, second album classic, so I skipped the hood rats and went straight to the Cassies. NYC, top down, big blasting. Nah, said I'd be a legend, nigga, don't gas me. Hot 97, phone flex, had to ask me how you make it out that beef with Hov, nigga, my passion. I was in New York the first time I heard this, I'm on Hot 97. Top of the W Hotel, 54th and Broadway, looking out my window at Diddy in a Sean John sweatsuit. I felt ambushed by New York niggas.
Live still by West the cold, side, die by the cold. Never been a hoe, bury me before I sell my soul. Live by the cold, die by the cold. Never been a hoe, bury me before I sell my soul.
Before I sell my soul.
AK with the star, 30 on the clock. Kill a lot of ops, I ride on the car.
Fuck 12.
AK with the star, 30 on the clock. Kill a lot of ops, I ride on the cops. Live by the cold, die by the cold.